WTNS Communication Lines gives you 2 hours of local news, weather, sports, and information. WTNS Radio gives you everything you need to know. We are live, we are local, and it all starts with WTNS News.
It is 12 minutes after 9 o'clock, 33 degrees currently in Coshocton. Hi, everybody. It's time for the Communication Lines program, and I am your host, Mike Bechtel. I'll be with you until 11 o'clock this morning, and then I'll be heading out to the 50-plus Expo at Coshocton Village Inn and Suites. Today is the big day. Preparations are underway, and the 50-plus Expo begins at 10 o'clock this morning. There are going to be a whole bunch of local businesses and organizations there to show you what they have to offer to today's Coshocton County seniors. The Expo is sponsored in part by Coshocton Regional Medical Center, and it starts at 10 o'clock. We'll run till 3 o'clock this afternoon. Everyone is welcome, regardless of age. Admission is free, and there's going to be a Sunday bar courtesy of Witt's Frozen Custard. The doors will open here in just a little bit for the 50-plus Expo. Some of the participating businesses are UltraCare, Home Loan Savings Bank, Financial Services, JFS Adult Protective Services, Here Again LLC, Riverside Manor and Rehab Center, Juanita Potts Family Home, the John I. Nello Agency, Dr. Donald Tupper, podiatrist, Ballistic Arms Tactile Supply, Thompson 99, and Carly Thompson, Howard Hanna. Those are just a few of the businesses and organizations that are participating in the WTNS 50-plus Expo. Well, we are going to be focusing on the 50-plus Expo today on the Communication Lines program. That will take priority. Chris will be broadcasting letting you know who all is going to be there. And we're going to hear from the businesses and organizations that are participating. So we're probably not going to have much along the lines of open phone lines today. And when we do, we really won't have time for any 10 or 15-minute calls. However, we're not quite ready to start broadcasting for the 50-plus Expo just yet, so the phone lines are open right now, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And we have Taylor Swift to talk about. We have Facebook and Twitter. We have sports to chat about. Justin Verlander, the American League Cy Young Award winner, and Terry Francona, the American League Manager of the Year. The Buckeyes men's basketball team is now 3-0, although they really haven't faced very stiff competition up at this point. So the phone lines are open to talk about any of those things or anything else. If you're going to call, I need you to call right now, because we may or may not have open phone lines for most of our program today. So let's get started.
Then my seed guy says my crop nutrition plan is on me.
Typical.
Didn't know if I should do fungicide, just said spray it all.
Typical.
I get it. He just wants to sell me seed.
Want more out of your seed purchase? Consider Cropland Seed. Cropland brings you high-end genetics and the latest traits, all backed by answer plot data and season-long agronomic expertise you can't get from a typical seed dealer. That's because you can only get Cropland from leading crop input retailers. Retailers that know how to maximize the performance of every variety or hybrid. This year, talk to your leading retailer about Cropland. When it comes to high-yielding seed, your ROI doesn't depend on one decision. It depends on every decision.
That's anything but typical.
Ask your crop input retailer about Cropland seed today.
Do you like oxygen? Did you say, yeah, that's what I thought you would say. Well, how many times have you recycled this year? So let me tell you something. Did you know recycling can boost up your oxygen supply? And not recycling can cause landfills to fill up faster. When recyclable items are tossed into the garbage instead of them being recycled, then they eventually end up in landfills. So guess what happens when you don't recycle? You hurt the earth. But guess what happens when you do recycle? You boost up your and my lifetime. Thank you for giving up your time to listen to me on how to help the Earth. That's why you should cycle, so we don't have to prepare to live on Mars.
Paid for by the CFLP Solid Waste District.
Wake up with a cup of freshly brewed McCafe Premium Roast Coffee made with 100% Arabica beans. Then treat yourself to one of our delicious breakfast bagel sandwiches for a truly satisfying way to start your morning. Choose a tender steak patty, applewood smoked bacon, or savory sausage with a fluffy egg and two slices of cheese. All in a toasted bagel, only at McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
Riverside Manor takes pride in promoting a high quality of life and the independence of our residents through friendly, professional service. We strive for excellence in personal service and care through innovation and commitment to everyone who walks through our door. Our chief vision is to provide our residents with the best health care and keeping our reputation as the area leader in providing personalized services and care to our seniors. At Riverside Manor Nursing and Rehabilitation, we are proud to have been selected as the best nursing facility for Tuscarawas County for 3 years in a row.
Shaq-a-roni is back at Papa John's Pizza. Get an extra large 16-inch pepperoni pizza loaded to the edge for just $13.99. And for every Shaq-a-roni pizza sold, $1 goes to our local fatherhood initiative. Order online at pjz.com or call 740-623-8483.
Lafayette Point and West Lafayette is committed to providing the highest quality of life through excellent care to their residents while preserving their dignity and self-respect. They are dedicated to making a difference one resident at a time. They accept most insurances. For more information, call the admissions coordinator at 740-545-6355.
Cloudy skies today and cold with highs in the mid-30s for tonight. Mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cold with highs in the lower 30s. Currently it is 33 degrees in Coshocton. Phone lines are open for just a little while. I don't know for how long, so if you're going to call, give me a call right now. Taylor Swift. Before computers and smartphones, if you wanted tickets to a big game or concert, you had to sleep outside a venue or keep dialing a phone over and over. These days, it's easier most of the time, but it wasn't easy enough for those trying to score seats to Taylor Swift's concerts. Untold numbers of people spent hours on Ticketmaster.com, but ended up frustrated. Some couldn't connect. Others got on, but waited for hours only to be kicked out of queue or blocked by error messages. Emails to Ticketmaster reps yesterday weren't returned. In a tweet Tuesday, it said there was historically unprecedented demand with millions trying to buy tickets to Swift's stadium tour. And Taylor Swift, just a few days ago, announcing her tour. It's a pretty good-sized tour. And I've been told she's only making one appearance in Ohio, though, next year. And that is early July, July the 1st, I believe it is. I don't have it up in front of me, but just one Ohio appearance. So give me a call. And well, how do I know that? Well, I've got a couple of Taylor Swift fans that are very close to me. And Taylor Swift, whatever your opinions are of Taylor Swift, she has cultivated a very fierce and loyal audience, and people clamoring to get tickets to a Taylor Swift concert. I will not be there, but I have admired the way that she has conducted her career. She burst onto the scene. I don't know, how old was she? 15 or 16 years old, and it was country music at the time, and she's since crossed over to pop music. And her audience is as broad and wide as ever, and her music was intended to mature with her audience. And so a lot of these primarily young ladies have grown up with Taylor Swift, and she has legions of loyal fans, many of which are unable to get tickets to her concerts. So your thoughts on Taylor Swift, give me a call, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And again, we're not going to have open phone lines much today. Once we get started from the 50-plus expo, there won't be time for many, if any, phone calls. So if you're going to call, I need to hear from you right now. The phone lines are open.
Stroud gets the snap, takes the handoff. Stroud looking to throw.
Stroud throws into the end zone, caught for a touchdown, and it is Ohio State's Marvin Harrison with his second scoring catch of the game on an 8-yard TD pass. This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Ohio State hits the road Saturday to take on the Maryland Terrapins. We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 2 p.m. here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
WTNS is looking for part-time and full-time people for news and stringer opportunities. If you have some time on your hands and would like to stay connected to the community by attending some meetings and reporting about them, give us a call. It's a small business atmosphere with flexible hours. Call 622-1560 or email your interest to WTNS993@yahoo.com.
Applications are available now at the Salvation Army on Chestnut Street for families to fill out for Christmas Castle and Christmas food. Families can sign up between 10 a.m. and noon and 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. now until November 16th. Use the gym entrance. Applications are also available on Facebook at Coshocton Salvation Army.
Call the Jeff Turner Ford Sports Service at 740-623-9867. This is Jamie Rice. Celebrate Black Friday all month long with savings up to $17,000 on select vehicles, only at Jeff Turner Ford.
Hello, this is Joy Padgett, your former state representative and state senator. I would like to encourage you to vote for Grant Dougherty for Coshocton County Auditor this November. Grant's vast experience in government, business, and agriculture make Grant uniquely qualified for the office of Coshocton County Auditor. Please join me this November 8th in voting for Grant Dougherty as our next auditor for Coshocton County.
Paid for by Dougherty for Auditor Campaign, D. King Dougherty, Treasurer.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center's walk-in clinic in Newcomerstown is now open. Our seven-day-a-week clinic is located within our current Arrowhead Clinic location at 6307 East State Road in Newcomerstown. Our providers can get you back on the road to recovery with a quick walk-in visit with no appointment necessary. Experience the convenience of taking care of your health on your own schedule by visiting the Coshocton Regional Medical Center, Newcomerstown Walk-in Clinic. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
Cold and flu season not only affects people, but our pets too. The best way to keep your pet healthy is to make sure that they have their yearly vaccinations. It's a simple thing, but it can help prevent serious viruses and illnesses. Pleasant Valley Veterinary Clinic is a full-service, small animal medical surgical facility located at 1710 Otsego Avenue. We offer 24-hour emergency service plus boarding and grooming. Dr. Jerry Butcher and his staff are proud to sponsor the Lost and Found Animal Reports on WTNS.
Looking for a good read or a gift? Check out the new book, Frontier History of Coshocton. The book describes the Coshocton's entire glorious history from the end of the last ice age until the end of the War of 1812 in 600 full-size pages with a quality sewn hardcover. Buy it now for $39.99 at the Johnson Hummer House Museum and Amazon.com. Sale proceeds are donated to the museum.
Do you or any of your family members, neighbors, or friends own a property that you just want to be done with it? If so, call TurboTrack Realty today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Would it be convenient for you to take what you wanted and leave the rest behind? Great, I'll buy it. Call 614-470-2000. That's 614-470-2000.
Need to visit the Ohio BMV? Go online first. It could save you a trip. It's now easier and more convenient than ever to get what you need from the BMV online. Need to renew your driver's license? Renew online. And if you need to renew your vehicle registration, visit one of our new BMV Express kiosks or go online. If you do need to visit a BMV agency, use the Get In Line online tool, also found on the website, to save your spot and minimize your time waiting. For more services available online, check out bmv.ohio.gov.
Hi, this is Grant Dougherty, your Coshocton County Auditor-elect. I want to thank the voters of Coshocton County for electing me your next Coshocton County Auditor. I am very honored and humbled by the show of support and confidence you have in me. When I take office, I'll work very hard to improve the function of the Auditor's Office for the residents of Coshocton County. Again, thank you for the honor of being your next Coshocton County Auditor.
Paid for by Dougherty for Auditor Campaign, D. King Dougherty, Treasurer.
This Eye on Weather forecast is brought to you by Sprint Print.
Come visit Sprint Print for all your printing needs, including copies, business cards, all types of business printing, and advertising specialties. Sprint Print is still located at 520 Main Street, Coshocton, right behind Stewart Interiors. At Sprint Print, we hop to it.
Cloudy today, cold with highs in the mid-30s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cold with highs in the lower 30s. Currently, it is 33 degrees in Coshocton. And the phone lines are open, and preparations are underway for the 50-plus Expo at Coshocton Village Inn and Suites. And we will hear from Chris shortly. He'll be talking with all the folks out there, and there are a bunch at Coshocton Village Inn and Suites today. Lots of local businesses and organizations. And it's a big social event as well. Starts at 10 o'clock this morning. That's when the doors open. And there will be a Sunday bar courtesy of Whit's Frozen Custard. And admission is free, and everyone is welcome to attend. The expo is sponsored in part by Coshocton Regional Medical Center. We will be hearing from representatives from Coshocton Regional Medical Center, the Coshocton Public Library, Drown Law Office, Coshocton County Coordinated Transportation, Coshocton Rotary Club, Irwin Family Eye Care, Genesis Healthcare, Whit's Frozen Custard, Walnut Hills Retirement Community, Danbury Senior Living, Kids America, and Dial Faithful Cleaning, and that isn't even half of them. So we'll stop out there today. Preparations are underway. Doors open at 10 o'clock, and after the talk show today, I'm going to head out there for a couple of hours and hopefully get a chance to meet and greet with you. In the meantime, we have open phone lines. Don't know for how long. So if there's anything that I've mentioned that you'd like to chat about, to give me a call. If there's something else that you want to bring up, Taylor Swift, any Taylor Swift fans listening right now, it seems that Taylor Swift, one of those artists that there aren't many casual fans. Either there are those that are indifferent to her, or maybe hate her, don't care for her, or are fanatic about her. There's not a whole lot of lukewarm when it comes to Taylor Swift. And I don't have any Taylor Swift albums. I don't listen to her music regularly. I, like I said earlier, I've admired her career. She writes her own music and has since she was a kid. So your thoughts on Taylor Swift? The latest issue is that our fans are having a hard time getting seats to her concerts. She just announced her tour days ago, and they just went on sale. And the demand is such that there are error messages and people that can't get through on Ticketmaster.com, and people are having a difficult time getting those Taylor Swift tickets. Via Twitter, Ticketmaster says there was a historically unprecedented demand for those concerts, with millions trying to buy tickets to Swift's stadium tour. It is 9:29. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock of this morning, 740-622-1560, and check that. I don't know how long we're going to have open phone lines. So if you want to talk about Taylor Swift, we can do that. If you want to talk some sports, American League Manager of the Year, Terry Francona of the Cleveland Guardians. We can chat about that if you would like. Justin Verlander, as expected, won the American League Cy Young Award, and the National League Award went to Sandy Alcantara of the Miami Marlins. So your thoughts to Deshaun Watson is practicing with the Browns for the first time, and barring any further complications, say he can play December the 4th when the Browns visit Houston, which drafted him in 2017, and the Browns' issues go well beyond the position of quarterback. So I just don't know how much the Browns are going to improve when Deshaun Watson does take the field. It's been almost 2 years since Deshaun Watson has played football in a competitively, so there might be some rust there. Jacoby Brissett has not done an awful job at quarterback. He's been a serviceable placeholder for the Browns. Let's put it this way. The Browns' issues I do not chalk up to the play of Jacoby Brissett. He's not great, but he's not awful either. Your thoughts on the Browns, your thoughts on anything else. The phone lines are open. Hopefully we get at least a call or two before we're ready to go from the 50-plus expo. We'll be back right after this.
At MVHC, their team of providers make healthcare easy by offering adult, women's, pediatric, podiatry, dental, addiction, and behavioral health services all under one roof in Coshocton. MVHC accepts everyone regardless of insurance, residency, or the ability to pay. To experience the MVHC difference, call or text them today at 740-891-9000.
Only Best Heating and Air can give you authentic Lennox quality and service for your home's heating and cooling needs. They're the people you know and trust, right in our community. With regular maintenance from Best Heating and Air, you can keep your air perfect year-round and keep your home's heating and cooling system running at peak performance. Think Best Heating and Air to keep your system running perfectly season after season. Call Best Heating and Air at 740-545-9400 or visit them at bestheatingandac.com to schedule an appointment today. Dealer license number 30482.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
If you own a farm, you know that a one-size-fits-all insurance policy isn't a smart way to do business. I'm John Iannello, your American National Insurance Agent in Coshocton, Holmes, and surrounding counties. American National can provide you with a flexible farm package that allows you to customize a policy to match your individual needs. Call me at 740-295-9460. Because while you know your business, we know how to help insure it.
It is 9:33, and I thought we'd have at least one or two phone calls by now. And Amazon is shipping some workers to the unemployment line. The company will lay off about 260 employees at various facilities. The affected workers include data scientists, software engineers, and other corporate workers. The cuts take effect January the 17th. Amazon is the latest tech company to trim its workforce amid fears about the economy. And we have heard of Twitter having some problems, and of course Facebook. And we had a conversation with one of our callers the other day about crypto currency. So the tech fields, after a couple of decades, two or three decades of rapid growth, running into some problems. So give me a call. We can chat about the economy if you would like, or we can talk about, let's see, whatever else is going on in your world today. What else do we have here that maybe we can get into? Got this date in history. I'll save that for hour number two if we need to. It's 9:34, and the phone lines are open for just a little while today, 740-622-1560, and we do have a call. So let's take our first phone call of the morning. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. I just thought I would call in about the mink that were released by the animal rights people.
Oh, yeah, in Ohio.
And I didn't know how much conversation there had been about that, but I think it's kind of ironic that because they were so concerned about the mink, they turned them loose, and then they're hit by cars, they're being hunted down. They'll probably starve this winter because they don't know how to survive in the wild. And I just wonder if they'll be held accountable for that.
Well, the fact that it was that they were released is a crime. I don't know how serious of a crime it is. I'm sure that those mink, and I'm just assuming, because it didn't say in the story that the mink were being raised for their fur because there were so many of them. And that's the only reason to have them commercially. So you're messing with somebody's property there. So there's been a crime that's been committed. They've probably succeeded in making their point since it made the national news and it is a story. But I can say without hesitation that there's already a crime that's been committed. And furthermore, so many of them were hit by cars. I think the story I had yesterday said that they were that they had to use bulldozer heavy equipment to move them off the roads, which is kind of a gruesome, gory detail. But point is, a lot of them were killed.
Well, yes, and I think if they were wanting support from people who love animals, that certainly, you know, jeopardizing the safety and well-being of those animals is not a way to do that. And they should, I feel that they should have to pay restitution to the poultry farmers in that area if those mink get in and destroy crops and that kind of stuff too. It's just, I think it was a very poor decision on their part, but better ways to do things than that.
Yeah, and there are various animal rights groups. I don't remember the name of this one, nor had I heard of it before. PETA, for example, there are those that do have a reputation of outlandish stunts to get their point across. So there are others that are more traditional in the way that they share their activism and their message. But, yeah, releasing those mink, just from the pure standpoint of messing with somebody's business and livelihood and fiddling with their property, I can say with certainty that a crime already has been committed before we even talk about the minks getting killed and the eggs and chickens being stolen.
Right. Okay. Well, that's all I had to say.
All right. Thank you for calling. 9:36 is the time, and I'll find that story. It happened in the state of Ohio, too, in Van Wert County. And furthermore, and I just learned a year or two ago, we talked to a gentleman that raises koi fish right here in Coshocton County, and we do have wild mink around here. I've never seen one, and apparently they don't make themselves seen very often, but they were one of the culprits, one of the nemesis of raising koi fish here in Coshocton County. So the phone lines are open. We'll be back right after this.
This is the Meat Man, Gary Collins from Collins Meat and Food Market. Thanksgiving is next week, and we have everything you'll need for your holiday dinners. We have honey spiral sliced hams, Falder's S&S old-fashioned ham, and easy-carved boneless hams. Oven-roasted prime rib, fresh oysters, and of course, the best steaks in town. Looking for the most economical way to buy meat? Try one of my 19 economy meat bundles ranging from $19.95 to $179.95. To place orders, call 622-4625 or stop by 993 Kenilworth Avenue. The holiday are quickly approaching, so get your orders in now. We're having a monthly holiday drawing of a $150 gift card to use here in the store. No purchase necessary. Stop in and put your name in the can by the register. Come in and see us at Collins Meat and Food Market for 42 years, where you can't beat our deli meat prices. Enjoy the weekend, and remember, it's cold out, but keep smiling.
Gary gladly accepts the Ohio Direction Card and delivers free within the city limits.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. Celebrate Black Friday all month long with savings up to $17,000 on select vehicles. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Stroud gets the snap, takes the handoff. Stroud looking to throw. Stroud throws into the end zone, caught for a touchdown, and it is Ohio State's Marvin Harrison with his second scoring catch of the game on an 8-yard TD pass.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Ohio State hits the road Saturday to take on the Maryland Terrapins. We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 2 p.m. here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Applications are available now at the Salvation Army on Chestnut Street for families to fill out for Christmas Castle and Christmas food. Families can sign up between 10 a.m. and noon and 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. now until November 16th. Use the gym entrance. Applications are also available on Facebook at Coshocton Salvation Army.
Hey, it's 20 minutes until 10 o'clock, and awaiting the thumbs up for Chris for our broadcast of the 50-plus Expo. In the meantime, let's see, I've found a story here. I haven't previewed it yet. This is from WTNS Channel 10 out of Columbus that hopefully will shed a little bit more light on the mink that were released in northwest Ohio. Vandalism freed thousands of mink at a rural northwest Ohio farm, leaving an estimated 10,000 of the small carnivorous mammals unaccounted for Tuesday evening, the local sheriff said. So many minks were killed crossing a nearby road that a plow was brought in to help clear the carcasses away. said Van Wert County Sheriff Thomas Riggenbach. The property owner initially estimated 25,000 to 40,000 mink were released from their cages at Lion Farms, Riggenbach said, but he said employees at the farm were able to corral many of the ones that remained on the property, which is less than 15 miles from the Indiana state line. He declined to discuss any potential motive for the overnight vandalism or say whether any suspect has been identified as his office investigates. A group known as the Animal Liberation Front had previously claimed credit for releasing much smaller numbers of mink at the farm in a previous incident years ago. The Times Bulletin and Van Wert reported calls to a phone number listed to the farm were unanswered Tuesday, and it wasn't accepting messages. The sheriff's office initially warned residents in the area to be cautious with poultry flocks, small pets, and koi ponds that the mink might attack, but it later said the freed mink are considered domesticated and likely they lack the skills to survive in the wild. The sheriff urged people who spot them not to approach them and to contact the farm or trappers for recapturing. He said residents who want to hunt or trap mink must make sure they understand what related rules and exemptions apply in their area. So a few more details there. And again, that is from 10TV in Columbus, and the latest they have on that story. They updated it just yesterday morning. So your thoughts, you can give me a call. The phone lines are open. Still didn't go into much detail about the farm, and the mink were domesticated, it said. And with that many mink in one place, presumably they were being raised commercially. And I don't know of any other use for mink other than their fur. The fur market, not what it was. The animal activists and the ideas about wearing fur, wearing animal fur, fewer people are doing it. There's still plenty of people that do buy furs. But mink coat, that used to be, at least from my memory, that used to be the finest of the fine furs to buy, mink coat. And they used to give them away on game shows. Let's make a deal, I remember specifically. Your thoughts on the release of the minks in Van Wert, your thoughts on anything else between now and 11. We'll be back right after these words.
At AlterCare Coshocton, we know that care delivered with compassion can sometimes be the best medicine. Our family of dedicated healthcare providers see you as a person, not a number, not a task. A being worthy of connection and support. Experience care that comes from the heart at AlterCare Coshocton, a true home away from home for long-term or short-term care, as well as memory care. To learn more about our dedicated team and comprehensive services, visit with us at altercareonline.com.
Or just 15 minutes away from opening the doors at the Coshocton Village Inn and Suites for the 2022 50 Plus Expo. Many businesses will be there, and Chris Wallace is on site right now to tell us more. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you very much. That's right. The WTNS 26th Annual 50 Plus Expo is starting here at 10 o'clock, just 17 minutes away. All are welcome to come. We'll have a Sunday bar by Witt's Frozen Custard. We'll have some popcorn and a lot of free, you know, some good giveaways and a lot of different businesses here promoting what they have and some raffle baskets. And just going to be a very fun day. People really starting to fill up here from a vendor perspective. And we are going to talk to all the vendors that are here today. And first around is the John I. Nello Agency representing American National Insurance. And good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Just wonderful. Thank you. So can you tell us a little bit about the John Ionello Agency and what you do?
Sure. Well, we're here today representing our medical supplements. We have some really good options for health care supplements for people. And we also offer auto, home, life insurance. But another big thing that's come around is annuities. People are looking for a place to put their money right now that's safe, and that's something we offer as well. So we have a lot of different options for people, and we'll be glad to help them out.
Absolutely. So if somebody comes down here, they have a few questions, you're here to answer it, and you can kind of help them out from there?
Yes, we are. Right now, David Willard and I are here. We're able to help them answer questions, and we have a lot of great information for people for definitely potential options for them. So.
All right. So while you're here, you can stop and talk to the John Ionello Agency. And, John, where are you located? How can people get in touch with you?
We're located next to Hanne Marie's over there on 3rd Street, right across from Pizza Point.
All right. And a good phone number for somebody to get in touch with you?
740-295-9460.
All right. There you go. So the John Ionello Agency, just one business here of many at the WTNS 50 Plus Expo. We'll be speaking to everybody, so we'll be back around with more.
Are your creditors threatening you? Are your wages being garnished? Do you fear you may lose your home? Call the local bankruptcy attorney at Drown Law Offices of Coshocton to stop the harassment. When you file a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, your debts are eliminated, and in most cases, you can keep your home, car, personal possessions, and retirement. With proper guidance, good credit can be reestablished in only a few years. Call today for a free, no-obligation packet at 740-291-8080.
Are you looking for a fulfilling career with great benefits? At Kraft Heinz Coshocton, you can be part of making some of America's favorite and most iconic brands. They're hosting open interviews on Sunday, November 20th from 5 to 7 p.m. at their factory location at 1660 South 2nd Street. That's 1660 South 2nd Street in Coshocton. Stop by, grab a box of Kraft mac and cheese, and offers will be made on the spot. They're currently offering pay starting at $20.60 per hour for second shift. If you're ready to make the bacon and bring it home too, stop by on Sunday, November 20th from 5 to 7 p.m.
If it's time to replace or upgrade flooring in your home, there is no better time than now during the flooring sale at Keim Home Center. Let the experts help you select the materials and products that suit both your style and needs and save 15% on stock and special order items from September 26th through October 1st. The flooring sale is your chance to save on materials for your new home or a remodel project. Keim Home Center in Charm, the destination and trusted source for your home, building, and woodworking needs.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Shopping for Christmas? Rust Decor has everything you need, from home decor to pop-in and paint ceramics. Can't decide? Pick up a Rust Decor or pop-in and paint gift card. Shop Wednesday through Sunday, 10 to 4, with extended hours Friday till 8 at Rust Decor, 115 South 6th Street.
Cloudy today and cold with highs in the mid-30s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-20s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cold with highs in the lower 30s. Currently here in Coshocton, it is 33 degrees. We have some open phone lines right now in and amongst visiting with Chris, and I am sure that we are going to step up the remote segments frequency here shortly. So if there's anything that you would like to talk about, whether it's the release of mink in Northwest Ohio, Van Wert County specifically, and caller pointed out that, these folks are concerned about the animals. As it turns out, many of them ended up being killed, perhaps an unintended consequence of their protest. But it did make Ohio news and probably national news as well. So your thoughts on fur? Like to hear from you. Your thoughts on anything else? You want to talk sports? You want to talk about tech companies and some of the challenges that they are facing right now? Give me a call.
If your skin could talk, would you listen?
As your skin, I forgive you. I forgive you for poking and popping me when I broke out at 14. I forgive you for that awful belly ring hole you left in me when you were 15. I forgive you for damaging me before prom, on spring break, and at tanning salons when you were 16, 17, 18. But I'm your skin, and if you continue to tan, I hope you can forgive me. Forgive me when wrinkles begin to show and I start developing age spots. Forgive me if I develop melanoma when you're only 22. So please, I'm asking you to stop. Stop tanning now. Our future depends on it.
Protect your skin from melanoma, the second most common cancer in young women 15 to 29 years old. And protect your future. Learn more at spotskincancer.org. A message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
People all over the country join AmeriCorps Vista to build their community while they build their career.
AmeriCorps Vista provides a huge network with a lot of different opportunities, so you can find the position that works for you. It's a great opportunity to meet friends. It's a great opportunity to learn job skills.
AmeriCorps Vista members address poverty through economic development, education, youth mentorship, and more.
What motivated me to join AmeriCorps Vista was really just being able to give back to the community which I represent.
We can all kind of work together, work to our strengths, and create this network
that allows me to be giving back to the community. We are allowing our next generation to be sustained.
Learn how you can build your community and your career at AmeriCorps.gov/Vista. That's AmeriCorps.gov/Vista.
And we are just a few minutes away from throwing open the doors of the 50-plus Expo at Coshocton Village Inn and Suites, and it's always a happening place. This is the 26th annual 50-plus Expo this year, and our first time in a little while that we can actually have an expo, COVID, as it did so many things, put the kibosh on the 50-plus Expo for a little while. So it is back today, and as nice and as big as ever, with many local businesses and organizations participating. It is sponsored in part by Coshocton Regional Medical Center. It opens at 10 o'clock this morning and will continue until 3 o'clock of this afternoon. Everyone is welcome, despite the name of the event, 50-plus Expo. You don't have to be 50 to attend. In fact, many of these businesses and organizations don't cater exclusively to seniors, so you will see some things that you might be interested in as well, regardless of your age. There will be a Sunday bar, and that's courtesy of Whit's Frozen Custard. So 10 o'clock this morning, that is when the 50-plus Expo will open up. Many local businesses will be there. And some more of those businesses, Riverside Towers, AlterCare, Home Loan Savings Bank and Financial Services, JFS, Adult Protection Services, Here Again, LLC, Riverside Manor and Rehab Center, Juanita Potts Family Home, the John Ionello Agency, Dr. Donald Tupper, Podiatrist, Ballistic Arms Tactile Supply, Thompson 99, and Carly Thompson, Howard Hanna.
There was a tree in the middle of a yard, the prettiest tree that you ever did see. And the ALB goes around all around, and the ALB goes around, and on that tree there were some holes, the ugliest holes that you ever did see. And the holes on the tree, and the trees in the ground, and the ALB goes around all around, and the ALB goes around, and in that hole there was some frass, sawdusty frass that you ever did see. And the frass in the holes, and the holes on the tree, and the trees in the ground, and the ALB goes around all around, and the ALB goes around.
Now there's no more tree in the middle of that yard. It's the deadest tree that you ever did see. Because the beetle killed the tree, and the tree hit the ground, and the ALB still goes all around, and the ALB goes around.
Spot the signs and stop the Asian longhorned beetle. Learn all the signs at AsianLonghornedBeetle.com.
This is Senior Corps. 360,000 volunteers age 55 and older, driving results through service. Helping communities recover from devastating disasters.
RSVP plays a valuable role. They're still here helping the unmet needs of the community and the survivors of the devastation.
making sure that those who need assistance can remain in their own homes.
If I didn't have a senior companion, I would be really lost.
Tutoring and mentoring tomorrow's leaders.
The advantage of having foster grandparents working with the children one-on-one, that's a tremendous benefit.
Visit nationalservice.gov or call 1-800-942-2677. This message brought to you by the Corporation for National and Community Service.
It's 9:56, the 50 Plus Expo about to begin, and here is Chris Wallace with more from Coshocton Village Inn and Suites. Chris?
Thank you very much, Mike. That's right, the 50 Plus Expo going on from 10 a.m., so 5 minutes away until 3. Regardless of your age, you are welcome to come on down. There is something for everybody down here. And this time around, we have the Home Loan Savings Bank is here, and we have Nick Schmidt and the Financial Services. And Nick, can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Everything, pretty much. You know, if it has to do with stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, your 401k plan, your IRAs, life insurance, health insurance for those people who are signing up for a new Medicare supplement right now. I sell health insurance. Just generally anything having to do with your financial life, Home Loan Financial Services is prepared and licensed to deal with anything having to do with reviewing your 401k plan, thinking about are you ready to retire, managing money, and sending you monthly income. That's what I do. That's a lot of what I do is send people monthly income. You know, they roll over their retirement with me, and we send them a monthly check and manage that money. And that's what we're here to do.
All right, and very timely for the 50 Plus Expo, interesting topic. So people can come by and kind of chat with you and maybe find out a little bit more?
Absolutely, yeah. I got some paraphernalia on different annuity rates and mutual funds, and you know, a big thing right now for 50 Plus Expo, I would say, is 529 college savings plan. If you're a grandpa or grandma, you might want to start a 529 for that young person in your family to help them save for college. So I try to push that into people's minds while they're here for the 50 Plus Expo. People like to save money for their grandkids. That's right.
There you go, saving money for the grandkids. A good topic there to talk about. Stop by and talk to Nick at the Home Loan Savings Bank. And we also have Casey Newell. And, Casey, you're here from the banking side of things.
I am.
And so what kind of things do we have going on here from the Home Loan Savings Bank?
Right now we have some CD specials. We have a 13-month, a 3.295, a yield of 3.35, and a 17-month with a yield of 3.55. So just want to get those out there to people in the community and do what we can do.
All right. Those rates sound a little higher than they've been in the past.
They are. We're seeing things climb up.
All right. Very good. So people can come by and maybe chat with you about some CD rates?
Absolutely.
All right. So the Home Loan Savings Bank is here. They have a table here at the 50 Plus Expo. You can come talk to Casey or Nick. They will be here till 3 o'clock this afternoon, and a lot of great information. So come on out to the 50 Plus Expo. Again, everybody is welcome. 10 a.m. to 3. We got the Sunday Bar by Witt's Frozen Custard being set up as we speak. Got a lot of popcorn being divvied up here as well, and people didn't want to wait till 10. They are here already. So, again, everybody is welcome. Come on down to the Coshocton Village Inn and Suites for the 26th annual WTNS 50 Plus Expo. We'll be back around with more.
Thank you, Chris. And Nick will talk to you about the Browns and the Guardians as well. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Cloudy today, cold with highs in the mid-30s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-20s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cold with highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, very cold with lows around 19. Saturday, partly cloudy and cold with highs in the lower 30s. Saturday night, mostly cloudy in the evening. Then clearing, very cold, with lows 15 to 20. And Sunday, mostly sunny and unseasonably cold with highs in the upper 20s. Clear Sunday night, very cold, with lows around 40. Monday, sunny with highs in the lower 40s. Currently, it is 33 degrees in Coshocton. This is WTNS FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 10 o'clock and news time.
AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The re-election of a California congressman gives Republicans control of the U.S. House, meaning Congress will now be divided. Our Lisa Mascaro reports.
This is the first time in more than a decade that Republicans have seized the majority and with it the Speaker's gavel.
With this power, Republicans have an ability to bring an end to President Joe Biden's agenda.
Russia's continuing its barrage on key Ukrainian cities, including the capital Kyiv and the southern city of Dnipro. At the UN, the debate goes on over that missile strike that killed two people in Poland.
NATO Secretary General and Poland's president said there was no indication it was a deliberate attack. However, rhetoric was strong at the UN Security Council meeting, where Russia's ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, insisted the missiles were Ukrainian and a conscious attempt to involve NATO. The U.S. ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, said Russia is still accountable.
This tragedy would never have happened but for Russia's needless invasion.
I'm Karen Chamas.
There's a recall announced on some 250,000 heavy-duty diesel Ram pickups in the U.S. because transmission fluid can leak and cause an engine fire. The recall covers certain trucks model years 2023 to 2020 that have a 6.7-liter Cummins diesel engine and a 68 RFE transmission. Attorneys for a Georgia jail detainee are demanding the firings and arrests of guards caught on camera repeatedly beating 41-year-old Jarrett Hobbs, a black man from North Carolina. Attorney Harry Daniels says this video shows no justifiable reason for punching Hobbs.
Nobody's above the law, and these officers need to be held accountable.
The FAA is announcing new rules for those who pilot hot air balloons for hire. They'll have to get medical certificates, just like any other commercial pilot. This is AP News. The number of women giving birth at home has risen during the second year of the pandemic.
In the pandemic's second year, 2021, home births increased slightly. Nearly 52,000 of them occurred at home. That's up about 12% from 2020. The lead author of the report, Elizabeth Gregory, says she doesn't know the reasons for the increases, but they occurred when COVID-19 rates were high. I'm Donna Warder.
The final three shows of Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour begins tonight in Los Angeles. Will he and the band be performing Tiny Dancer?
Because of Cameron Crowe's almost famous movie and now the musical. But, you know, I didn't really pay that much attention to that song until it was brought back by that movie, which I'm forever grateful to Cameron for. And I just love that song so much. I think of all the songs I've written, that's the best song.
In January, the tour continues in Europe, ending in Sweden next July. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
It is 3 minutes after 10 o'clock, and yeah, we still have some open phone lines. We have a lot more to come from the 50-plus Expo as well, and one call we had this morning was concerned about the mink that were released by an animal rights group, an activist group up in Van Wert County, and many of the mink ended up being killed, being run over by cars. So your thoughts on that, your thoughts on the fur industry in general. We can talk about that if you'd like and talk about the tactics that this group at least has used. We can chat about sports if you'd like, or if there's anything there in the AP News that tickles your fancy, you can give me a call. We have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning, so give me a call.
Why has the Jacobs Vanaman Agency been in business in Coshocton since 1904? Is it competitive pricing, the way customers are treated at the time of a claim, or the number of quality companies we represent, such as Westfield Insurance? The answer is really quite simple. It is all the above. Find out for yourself why Jacobs Vanaman, your local Westfield agent, has been serving this area for over 100 years. Call 622-1796 for a free money-saving insurance review.
Jacobs Vanaman, providing peace of mind since 1904.
When it comes to protecting your field from disease and environmental stress, there's Revitec fungicide, and there's everything else. When it comes to unparalleled power, there's Revitec, and everything else. And when it comes to speed and stamina, this is Revitec, and this is everything else. Nothing else comes close to Revitec fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
We are having Black Friday specials on several styles of Lazy Boy recliners at Wilson Carpet and Furniture. These recliners are several of our best sellers, are priced at $699, and are available in several colors. Lazy Boy recliners are the most comfortable seat in the house, with their breakaway backs, lumbar support, and three-position footrests. Upgrade to a power recliner and recline with ease and comfort. Wilson Carpet and Furniture, 230 Main Street, Coshocton, or visit us on Facebook.
Have you ever thought about volunteering, helping others, making a difference, being part of a team? If yes, then listen up. We think it's time that you added a new suit to your wardrobe. Become a member of the Jackson Township Volunteer Fire Department. All equipment is provided and paid training is available. Stipend program and paid per call for active members. Make a difference by helping in your community. Jackson Township Fire is located at 887 State Route 541, Coshocton. You can call 740-502-3809 or 740-291-8181 or email jacksontownshipfire8@gmail.com for more information.
Shaq-a-roni is back at Papa John's Pizza. Get an extra large 16-inch pepperoni pizza loaded to the edge for just $13.99. And for every Shaq-a-roni pizza sold, $1 goes to our local fatherhood initiative. Order online at pjz.com or call 740-623-8483.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Sports Service at 623-9867. This is Zach Mills. Come celebrate Black Friday all month long with savings up to $17,000 on select vehicles, only at Jeff Drennan Ford.
This Eye on Weather forecast is brought to you by H&H Auto Body on Otsego Avenue. If your vehicle has an unfortunate encounter with a deer, call the most recommended shop in town, H&H Auto Body, 622-8525.
Cloudy and cold today with highs in the mid-30s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-20s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cold with highs in the lower 30s. Currently, it is 33 degrees in Coshocton. We have more to come from the 50-plus Expo. The phones are open right now as well. So give me a call. Let's see what happened on this date back through history. It was on this date, Thursday, November the 17th. Thursday, November the 17th, the 321st day of 2022. There are 44 days left in the year. Today's highlight in history, on November the 17th, 1869, the Suez Canal opened in Egypt. In 1800, Congress held its first session in the partly completed U.S. Capitol building. In 1917, French sculptor Auguste Rodin died at age 77. On this date in 1947, President Harry S. Truman, in an address to a special session of Congress, called for emergency aid to Austria, Italy, and France. The aid was approved the following month. In 1969, the first round of the strategic arms limitation talks between the United States and the Soviet Union opened in Helsinki, Finland. In 1973, President Richard Nixon told Associated Press managing editors in Orlando, Florida, "People have got to know whether or not their president is a crook." Well, I am not a crook. In 1979, Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini ordered the release of 13 black and or female American hostages being held at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. In 1989, the Walt Disney animated feature The Little Mermaid opened in wide release. On this date in 1997, 62 people, most of them foreign tourists, were killed when militants opened fire at the Temple of Hatshepsut in Luxor, Egypt. The attackers, who also hacked their victims, were killed by police. In 2002, Abba Ibn, the statesman who helped persuade the world to approve creation of Israel and dominated Israeli diplomacy for decades, died near Tel Aviv at age 87. In 2003, Arnold Schwarzenegger was sworn in as the 38th governor of California. In 2018, Argentina's Navy announced that searchers had found a submarine that disappeared a year earlier with 44 crewmen aboard. The government said it would be unable to recover the vessel. On this date in 2020, President Donald Trump fired the nation's top election security official, Christopher Krebs, who had refuted Trump's unsubstantiated claims of electoral fraud and vouched for the integrity of the vote. Also in 2020, Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller said the U.S. would reduce troop levels in Iraq and Afghanistan to about 2,500 in each country by mid-January, accelerating troop withdrawals during Trump's final days in office. Representative Kevin McCarthy of California easily won re-election as House Republican leader. 10 years ago, Israel destroyed the headquarters of Hamas prime minister and blasted a sprawling network of smuggling tunnels in the southern Gaza Strip, broadening a blistering four-day-old offensive against the Islamic militant group. A speeding train crashed into a bus carrying Egyptian children to their kindergarten, killing 48 children and three adults. 5 years ago, Senator Al Franken apologized to the woman who had accused him of forcibly kissing her and groping her during a 2006 USO tour. The Minnesota Democrat said he remembered the encounter differently. The Reverend Jesse Jackson disclosed that he had been receiving outpatient care for 2 years for Parkinson's disease. 1 year ago, the House voted to censure Republican Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona for posting an animated video that depicted him killing Democratic Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with a sword. Florida Republicans approved a sweeping bill to hobble coronavirus vaccine mandates in businesses. Jacob Chansley, the spear-carrying January 6 rioter whose horned fur hat, bare chest, and face paint made him one of the more recognizable figures in the assault on the Capitol, was sentenced to 41 months in prison. Rapper Young Dolph, widely admired in the hip-hop community for his authenticity and fierce independence, was shot and killed inside a cookie shop in his hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. Two men have pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder. The Wisconsin Supreme Court rejected a request by Stephen Avery to review his conviction for a 2005 killing. The case was the focus of a popular Netflix series, Making a Murderer. Today's birthdays, Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma is 88. Singer Gordon Lightfoot turns 84 today, and he's still touring. Has dates this year and next. Singer-songwriter Bob Gaudio is 81. Movie director Martin Scorsese is 80. Actor Lauren Hutton is 79. Actor-director Danny DeVito turns 78 today. Saturday Night Live producer Lorne Michaels is 78. Former Democratic National Chairman Howard Dean is 74. Former House Speaker John Boehner is 73. Actor Stephen Root is 71. Actor Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio is 64 today. Actor William Moses, 63. Entertainer RuPaul is 62. Actor Dylan Walsh is 59. Former National Security Advisor Susan Rice is 58. Actor model Daisy Fuentes is 56. Rock musician Ben Wilson, a blues traveler, turns 55 today. Actor David Ramsey is 51. Actor Leonard Roberts is 50 today. Actor Brandon Call is 46. Country singer Aaron Lines is 45 today. Actor Rachel McAdams is 44. Rock musician Isaac Hanson of the brother group Hanson is 42. Former Major League Baseball outfielder Ryan Braun is 39. Musician Reed Perry of the band Perry is 34. And actor Raquel Castro is 28.
You deserve the peace of mind that comes with affordable health insurance. Get Covered Ohio can help at no charge. Financial assistance is available and coverage is more affordable than ever. Some health insurance plans are as low as $10 or less a month. Don't wait. Open enrollment ends January 15th. Make your free appointment today by calling 833-628-4467 or visit getcoveredohio.org. This message is supported by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, but does not necessarily represent the official views of the U.S. government. Sponsored by the Ohio Association of Food Banks, aired by the OAB and the station.
Join us all month long at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Otsego Avenue to celebrate our annual Black
Why has the Jacobs Vanaman Agency been in business in Coshocton since 1904? Is it competitive pricing, the way customers are treated at the time of a claim, or the number of quality companies we represent, such as Westfield Insurance? The answer is really quite simple. It is all the above. Find out for yourself why Jacobs Vanneman, your local Westfield agent, has been serving this area for over 100 years. Call 622-1796 for a free money-saving insurance review.
Jacobs Vanneman, providing peace of mind since 1904.
It is 15 minutes after 10 o'clock, and the 50 Plus Expo is officially open now. Here's Chris Wallace with more.
Thank you very much, Mike. That's right. The doors are open. People filing through the doors here, grabbing some of the Witz frozen custard at the Sunday bar, coming through, taking a look at all the different businesses we have here. And this time around, we were Diane Irwin from Irwin Family Eye Care. And Diane, you have a great table out here. What do you have going on out here today?
Well, we always have a display showing some of the product that we carry. And we also have a prize that we're going to be giving away. We're celebrating 44 years of business, but we only look like we're 20 years old.
Absolutely.
And we're giving away a free cleaning cloth and an eyeglass case that you can take right with you and clean your phone, clean your glasses, or any electronic device that you need to have cleaned.
Oh, well, very good. So that's your door prize for today?
Well, no, that's everybody gets that, a case and also a cleaning cloth. The door prize is a polarized sunglass that you put over your glasses in, too, and it's just a really nice thing to have if it's nice and snowy out and to cut out glare.
Absolutely, yeah. You kind of put the ease on those eyes there when it's too bright out. Absolutely. That's a good one there. So you said 42 years in business?
44,
please excuse me. So 44 years in business. So do you have any sales going on for that?
Oh, yes. I forgot to tell you that. That's a big thing. It's 40% of all sunglasses, and that could be prescription or non-prescription. And the only ones that they're not on sale are Oakley's then, okay? But everything else will be 40% off. But also, all we have all year round, prescription clear lenses from us. The second pair, if you get within 30 days, is always 40% off.
All right, so good deal there. And 40% off all sunglasses, prescription and non-prescription, excluding Oakley. And is that can we do that now, or is it December?
Starting December 1st and through the full month. And I'll tell you, the people that have gotten people some sunglasses for Christmas presents, and if we know them and we can help them select the glasses before Christmas and they open it up, they are ecstatic. So it is a good gift idea. If you don't have a good idea to buy, you know, something for someone that has everything, that would be it.
There you go. Protective eyewear, 40% off during the month of December. So great Christmas presents there. But you can come on down and talk to Diane and the folks here at Irwin Family Eye Care. They will be here till 3 o'clock today. So come on down to the 50 Plus Expo.
Join us all month long at Jeff Drennan's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Otsego Avenue to celebrate our annual Black Friday sales event. We have fresh units arriving daily for this huge promotion. We will have some of the best deals of the year running all month long. Buy a new Ram 1500 Crew Cab, MSRP of $88,700. With discounts and rebates, you'll save $13,250 on this vehicle and choose from low interest rates of 2.9 financing for 72 months or 4.9 financing for up to 84 months. Huge discounts, low interest rates, all month long for this Black Friday sales event. So remember, if you're looking for a new or used vehicle, it's time to talk to Jeff. Look us up on the web at Chrysler Jeep Dodge of Coshocton or call 740-622-3936.
Another little sliver of open phone lines for the time being. So if there's something you'd like to chat about, now would be the time to give me a call at 740-622-1560. We have more to come from the 50 Plus Expo as well.
At Dean's Jewelry, we believe wishes do come true.
And if you're wishing for something sparkly, join us November 15th through the 19th for Wish Week.
Fill out your Dean's Jewelry holiday wish list between November 15th and the 19th to be eligible for daily prizes and a chance to win a $500 shopping spree.
Don't miss Wish Week, November 15th through the 19th at Dean's Jewelry.
Dean's Jewelry.
Where wishes for beautiful jewelry really do come true.
33 degrees in Coshocton, 20 minutes after 10. Let's take a phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I usually don't call this much, but I'm giving you somebody to talk to, and there's more than one topic that I want to talk about. I want to know what the unique present, you know, that somebody's got for Christmas, and Has anybody heard about that deer that ran through somebody's car? It went through the driver's side, clear to the passenger side. I'm not sure where that was at, but that'd be pretty scary.
Okay.
I think we had a deer here in Coshocton, I think it was, run through a store. So that's kind of, I wonder if anybody's ever, like, had anything unique like that happen to them. That would be kind of scary, wouldn't it?
We have had, it does happen on occasion, and I forget how long ago, maybe 15, 20 years ago, a deer actually ran through a, crashed through a glass door at the hospital and ended up trapped in one of the rooms in there. So that does happen. And most of your deer accidents end up being fender benders, but sometimes there are serious accidents and people get hurt.
Yeah, and I would like to know what that furniture place is going to be, because he keeps opening and shutting his doors. Like, I don't think he can make up his mind, you know, to shop in furniture. It's been open and shut several times, so I just hope that they find a good use for that building. That just happened.
Yep, they've closed a couple of times, and they've said this time they're closed, so we'll see if that that holds true.
Okay, well, I'm just giving you some ideas for people to find something to talk about, because people like to wait till the last 5 minutes, and then you got about 10 or 15 phone calls, and they need to call early if they want to talk.
That does happen sometime, and then they get mad at me because I don't get to them.
Well, that's not your fault. It's theirs for not calling.
All right. Well, we've got open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning, and we aren't going to have time for lengthy phone calls today because we've got a lot of business to take care of from the 50 Plus Expo. We'll be back right after this.
Otsego Carryout in Coshocton is the only stop for whatever you need. Check out their deli, meat and cheese, a freshly made grab-and-go sandwich, and a large selection of Walnut Creek favorites. Check out these new items. Different varieties of fudge, a new selection of name brand bulk candy, pumpkin rolls, new variety of energy drinks, sandwich size trail bologna and rings, pimento cheese, and get your mini Buckeyes for the game. Stop by Otsego Carryout today. If they don't have it, you don't need it.
Do you or any of your family members, neighbors, or friends own a property that you just want to be done with it? If so, call TurboTrack Realty today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Would it be convenient for you to take what you wanted and leave the rest behind? Great, I'll buy it. Call 614-470-2000. That's 614-470-2000.
Need to visit the Ohio BMV? Go online first. It could save you a trip. It's now easier and more convenient than ever to get what you need from the BMV online. Need to renew your driver's license? Renew online. And if you need to renew your vehicle registration, visit one of our new BMV Express kiosks or go online. If you do need to visit a BMV agency, use the Get In Line online tool, also found on the website, to save your spot and minimize your time waiting. For more services available online, check out bmv.ohio.gov.
Everyone knows someone with arthritis. About 54 million adults in the United States have it. The majority are between the ages of 18 and 64. Arthritis is a leading cause of disability and causes pain, aching, stiffness, and swelling of the joints. Many people with arthritis have diabetes, heart disease, or obesity. Arthritis can make it harder to manage these conditions. It is not a normal part of aging. Physical activity like walking, swimming, or biking may not seem like the logical choice when you have arthritis pain. However, being physically active can decrease pain and improve physical function by about 40%. Still, 1 in 3 adults with arthritis are inactive. People with arthritis can also reduce their symptoms by participating in educational programs to learn how to better manage their condition and deal with pain, fatigue, anxiety, and depression. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vitalsigns.
10:25 is the time, and we will be sending it back out to Chris shortly at the 50 Plus Expo. In the meantime, we do have open phone lines right this moment. Bit of a juggling act on the Communication Lines program today. So if you do want to talk about mink, if you do want to talk about deer accidents, deer on the road are nuisances, and most of them don't result in injuries. They just result in dented cars, but every once in a while, a serious accident does happen where a deer goes through the windshield or a car gets driven off the road. So we can chat about that. I know we've had at least one instance where a deer went through a window here in town. And unusual Christmas gifts was the other topic our caller brought up. We can tackle that one if you would like. We always bring that up as we get closer to the holiday. It's 10:26, and all the phone lines are dark. We'll be back in just a moment.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. I'm coming back. Ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
It's 27 minutes after 10, 33 degrees currently in Coshocton as we send it back out to Chris at the 50 Plus Expo.
Thank you very much, Mike. That's right here at the 50 Plus Expo as people are coming in, grabbing some of that free custard there at the Witz Frozen Custard Sunday Bar. We're having a good time down here. People are filing in and signing up for some door prizes. And this time around, we're with Megan, and Megan from the Coshocton Public Library. And Megan, you have a nice looking table here.
Well, thank you. Good morning, everybody.
And so what kind of stuff do you have here at your table? What can people expect when they come by and see you?
So we have quite a bit of information about upcoming adult programs that are offered by the Coshocton Public Library System. We also have an example of an activity kit, which is a new special collection that's offered by the library.
Oh, well, very good. So people can ask questions and kind of looks like maybe take a look at some of that stuff?
Absolutely.
All right. And any big events? I guess we have the parade tomorrow, and you guys are having a little open house?
We are. Our annual open house at the Coshocton location is scheduled for tomorrow from 4 to 6.
All right, so a big night and a big parade.
You've got it.
All right. Well, thanks for spending some time with us, Megan. So the Coshocton Public Library, just one of the many vendors here. You can take advantage, talking to them, and find out some more information. And we'll be back around with more coverage from the WTNS 26th Annual 50 Plus Expo.
10:28 is the time, and we have more to come from the 50 Plus Expo, and we have open phone lines as well. We'll be back right after this.
Some would call 88-year-old Sally Jackson a lucky senior.
A few years ago, a family member offered to move in and care for Sally so that she wouldn't have to leave the comfort of her own home.
But soon after, one of Sally's neighbors, Carol, paid a visit, unannounced.
Something wasn't quite right.
Sally's demeanor and physical appearance had changed.
Luckily, Carol was aware of warning signs that might signal elder abuse.
Such as bruises, poor hygiene,
isolation, depression,
appearing withdrawn or unusually quiet, as if to hide something.
When victimized, elderly people often feel ashamed, confused.
But an alert neighbor helped Sally.
Not all abused seniors are as lucky as Sally Jackson.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. The National Crime Prevention Council wants to help you and your loved ones prevent elder abuse. Know what to look for. Know how to report it to local law enforcement agencies.
To learn more, go to ncpc.org/seniors. That's ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It is 10:30, 33 degrees in Coshocton, and as we are waiting another call and/or another segment from Chris, let's check some of the miscellaneous files here. If you're into Acer computers, you can get into some serious savings during the company's Black Friday sale. Overall, there are more than 60 Acer products on sale, with discounts available on the Acer site and on Amazon. One example is the discount on the Acer Swift 3. It sells for $799, but with a $350 cut, the price falls to $449.99. It has a 13.5-inch high-res screen. On the inside, there's an Intel Core i5 processor with 8 gigs of RAM and 512 gigabytes solid-state drive. And for connectivity, it uses Wi-Fi 6 and a series of ports, including at USB-C and HDMI. There are similar savings on Acer's other products, including its Chromebooks and gaming computers. The Black Friday deals begin at midnight Eastern, November the 24th, and run through midnight Eastern, November the 28th. That's more of an advertisement than a news story that came from today's Cyber Corner computer news. So there will be savings discounts leading up to the holidays. It remains to be seen what kind of a retail season, Christmas season that we have in light of inflation and our topsy-turvy economy. So it will be interesting. Remember the first big screen TVs when they came out? Plasma TVs, great big ones, high definition. And they cost at least a couple of $1,000s. Now you can get a 72-inch screen for, under $500? So the prices have come way down. And plus the newer ones, they aren't quite so heavy. So your thoughts on changing electronics? So your thoughts on Christmas shopping? Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I started, and I'm proud of myself, started my Christmas shopping yesterday. Didn't do much. But did a little bit of a Christmas shopping yesterday, so I can officially say that I'm started. So Christmas shopping, and got a one-year-old grandson, so that helped motivate me a little bit. But Christmas traditions. So we are entering the holidays. We're just a week away from Thanksgiving, and sometimes the traditions and preparations for Christmas, Thanksgiving, the holiday can be overwhelming, and my thoughts are, if it takes a lot of effort and it's not fun or enjoyable to you to put up a Christmas tree or put up Christmas decorations, then just don't do it. Give yourself permission, or maybe put up a smaller Christmas tree. I have one that's about 3 feet tall. And so I live by myself these days, so I've got a 3 foot tall Christmas tree, and that brings me enough joy. I gave up buying live Christmas trees long ago, like 25 years ago. Each year I used to get a live tree. My kids were little, I don't know, probably about 10 years, get a live tree, and then I decided this is too much. I get mad every year. Sometimes I didn't, at least once I took into account, I had a big knot on the trunk and wouldn't fit in the tree stand, and unless you stay on top of water, they dry out and they're a fire hazard and they make a mess. And they're hard to get rid of. So for the last 20-plus years, artificial tree for the Bechtel household. How about you? It's at 10:34. We'll be back in a moment.
We all know clean fields lead to strong yields. That's why XtendFlex soybeans offer triple tolerance to dicamba, glyphosate, and glufosinate to control more weed species than any other soybean system, even tough weeds like water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and mare's tail. Get the control, flexibility, and proven performance you need so you can focus on the business at hand, instead of beating back weeds. Explore the Roundup Ready Extend crop system at systemofchoice.com.
claim based on approved EPA herbicide labels as of January 2021. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
I think farming picked me. I didn't pick farming. I'm not afraid to try something new. It's my farm, my family, and our future. My Channel Seedsman gets that. I get access to innovative products with personalized advice backed by data to maximize my yield potential. With Channel, I know I'll prosper for years to come.
Define your future at channel.com/future. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2022 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
Hey, friends. This is Bunny Sutherland inviting you to join me and my Footlight Players friends for the Hallelujah Girls at Triple Lux Theater on November 25th, 26th, December 2nd, 4th, 9th, and 10th at 7:30 p.m. and November 27th at 2:30 p.m. This Southern comedy is sure to tickle your funny bone. Call the box office at 740-622-2959 or go online at footlightplayers.com to get your tickets. Can't wait to see y'all.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the Be Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let Be Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good with a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm going to let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You were strolling along in goodwill when just past that mid-century side table and denim jacket, you spotted them, nestled in their display case.
Miniature donut earrings. Oh, yes! Yes! Your favorite half-breakfast pastry, half-all-day dessert food, made into your favorite form of ear candy. Oh, my.
Those bejeweled sprinkles have satisfied some unknown hunger within you.
Shh, do you smell that? That's the sugary scent of shopping success. For this is Goodwill. And with every item you buy, you fund local job training and more. So go forth. Bring home those donut earrings. And bring home so much good to your community.
Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It is at 10:39, and the WTNS 50-plus Expo is well underway at Coshocton Village Inn and Suites. And with more information, here is Chris Wallace.
Thank you very much, Mike. That's right. People really filling in here, taking a seat in the hotel lobby with their wits frozen custard from the Sunday bar and some popcorn, and everybody's having a good time. And this time around, we are with Alter Care of Coshocton and Susan Conklin. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning. I'm Susan Conkle, the Missions Marketing Coordinator for Alter Care Coshocton. We are a 74-bed, skilled nursing facility, inpatient and outpatient therapy available. We're located over by Ace Hardware.
All right, so a very convenient location, and you are here at the 50 Plus Expo. You've been here before. It's just nice to have somebody that can come and talk to you and find out some more information.
Yep, it's really fun to be here, and people can stop by and ask us questions, and then they can always call the facility and if they have any more questions after that.
Okay, so come on down. You can get all those questions answered, see what kind of availability there are down here as well. And anything coming up with UltraCare? We got the big parade tomorrow.
Yes, we have the big parade, so look for the old blue truck with the Christmas tree in the back, hopefully.
All right, so UltraCare being a part of the parade tomorrow and holiday time. So just come on down and talk to UltraCare of Coshocton. They are here at We'll be back around with more.
Mingle and jingle with family and friends at the Holiday Open House at the Coshocton Public Library this Friday, November 18th, from 4 to 6 p.m. All ages are invited to stop by the East Lawn before the Miracle on Main Parade to enjoy an assortment of activities and refreshments. While you're there, be sure to say hello to special guest Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Welcome the holiday season with fellowship and cheer at the Coshocton Public Library's open house this Friday, part of the Miracle on Main Street celebration.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. Celebrate Black Friday all month long with savings up to $17,000 on select vehicles. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope. That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us. In fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep, but the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This look at the weather is brought to you by Carol Goff and Associates Real Estate. When you consider a real estate transaction, buying or selling, you deserve personal and professional service. Don't risk your largest asset to just anyone. At Carol Goff and Associates, they are big enough to serve you, but small enough to care. Stop by their office at 404 North 2nd Street in Coshocton or call them at 622-SOLD.
Cloudy today and cold with highs in the mid-30s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-20s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy, cold with highs in the lower 30s. Right now, it is 34 degrees in Coshocton. It is 10:43, and I'm going to be heading out to the 50 Plus Expo here at the top of the hour. Right now, let's send it back out to Chris Wallace, who has some more information for us. Chris?
Thank you very much, Mike. That's right. And your weather report, 34 degrees outside, but it's very warm down here at the Coshocton Village Inn and Suites. Come on in and grab some custard from the Witz Frozen Custard Sunday Bar and some popcorn. Everybody's having a good time. People really starting to file through now. And this time around, we are with Genesis Healthcare Systems and Randy Cochran. And good morning, Randy.
Well, good morning, Chris. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here today. And a beautiful table. You guys have a lot of stuff on display. What do you have going on out here today?
Yeah, so we do have a lot of giveaways and a lot of information about our new facility that will be opening in April of 2023. Very, very excited about it. You know, Chris, a lot of people have remarked about how far we've come in just basically about a year and a half now. People kind of look at the facility now and think we're done. Well, we have a lot of internal stuff to be done, a lot of wiring to be done, a lot of equipment to be put in, but we are super excited about this.
Absolutely. You know, taking a look at the outside. The outside looks pretty complete there, but seeing people go through and take pictures and you see them on social media, you see people just rave about how much technology and how beautiful the inside of that new facility will be.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, we've invested a lot of money into this facility. It's 60,000 square foot. Had a price tag of about $50 million is what it's costing us to build this facility. You know, this is a great opportunity for people that currently go to Genesis in Zanesville, have those services brought right up here to Coshocton for them. They're really, really excited about that, and opportunities for other people that live locally to be able to get these services from Genesis right here in their hometown, served by local, as many local people as we possibly can.
So Genesis from Zanesville, and you know, why the move to Coshocton? You know, you got a couple other standalone facilities, but why Coshocton?
Yeah, so certainly we had a lot of feedback from a lot of residents in this community that said, you know, we go to Zanesville every time for our services already. Is there any way that we can get these services brought up here so we don't have to do that half hour, 45 minutes, 10-hour commute, especially in the wintertime? And we listened to them. We know that they love the services they receive from us, so we said, let's bring them right up here to them.
Absolutely. So no better reason than that. And, Randy, people coming around today, they want to talk to you. You got information on all your services?
Yeah, we do. So we're passing out information about all the services we're providing, the physicians that will be here servicing the area. In addition to that, we've got a lot of giveaways. And certainly can't thank you guys enough for hosting this. We have a lot of interest in this, and there's a lot of people coming through, so we appreciate it.
All right, thank you very much. That's Randy Cochran from Genesis Healthcare Systems, one of many businesses you can come and chat with. Find out more about the new facility and everything that Genesis has to offer. We'll be back around with more.
Whole bunch of businesses out at the 50 Plus Expo today, and you are invited out. Despite the name 50 Plus Expo, you don't have to be 50 to attend. And Chris has been speaking with representatives of, a handful of those businesses and organizations so far. A lot more to talk to. You can listen here on FM 99.3, or better yet, head on out to Coshocton Village Inn and Suites and talk to these folks yourself. It is 34 degrees currently in Coshocton. We'll be back here in just a moment.
You and your family are welcome at the Deep Fried Turkey Sunday here at Chilai Crossroads this Sunday, November 20 at 10:30 a.m. We're going to have a lot of other great food besides deep fried turkey, but I got to tell you, it is really good. And I'm going to personally be out there frying turkey early on Sunday morning to make sure you have the very best experience. Bring your family to Deep Fried Turkey Sunday at Chilai Crossroads Bible Church in Fresno this Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m.
The Genesis Coshocton Medical Center is hiring. The center will open in early 2023, and they are filling many positions now. The jobs include clinical roles such as nurses, therapists, technicians, paramedics, and EMTs. Other jobs are in environmental services, food and nutrition, patient registration, and customer relations. They offer competitive wages and benefits. Check out their open positions now and keep watching as they add more this year. Go to genesishcs.org/careers and type Coshocton in the keyword field.
Hey, Jesse, did you hear the news? It's time for the Warsaw Lions Show.
Isn't that their annual fundraiser?
Yes, their show is called Together Again, November 19th and 20th at the Riverview High School Auditorium.
Don't forget to come an hour and a half before each show and enjoy the pre-show meal benefiting the Riverview Music Boosters.
Tickets for the show are $12 each. You can call 740-824-5048, go to the show website, or purchase them the day of the show at the door.
We can't wait to be together again with you.
Are you looking for a fulfilling career with great benefits? At Kraft Heinz Coshocton, you can be part of making some of America's favorite and most iconic brands. They're hosting open interviews on Sunday, November 20th from 5 to 7 p.m. at their factory location at 1660 South 2nd Street. That's 1660 South 2nd Street in Coshocton. Stop by, grab a box of Kraft mac and cheese, and offers will be made on the spot. They're currently offering pay starting at $20.60 per hour for second shift. If you're ready to make the bacon and bring it home too, stop by on Sunday, November 20th from 5 to 7 p.m.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Christmas shopping. Tis the season, and started mine yesterday, which is unusual. Now, back when my kids were little, I sometimes started Christmas shopping in October. It's fun when you have little kids. And it got later and later and later, and more than once finished up Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve. So what are your thoughts on Christmas shopping? And I don't like waiting till the last minute or procrastinating, because the closer you get to Christmas, the more crowded the stores are, and the more stressful it is. You have to find something, doggone it, to give to Aunt Jane. So try to get it. I'm going to try to get done early this year, maybe in the month of November. We'll see how that plays out. Hot Christmas item. I haven't heard anything about what the hot Christmas item is this week. Very often, there is one item that is in high demand and that are hard to find. Sometimes it, in the past, it's been video game consoles. There was a Tickle Me Elmo one year. Remember when you couldn't find the Tickle Me Elmo? And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle figurines that one year. Going back a while there, were hard to find. Cabbage Patch Kids. And then when there's a shortage, then it makes the news, and then that increases demand even more. You want to get a hold of the things that you can't have. Human nature. So Christmas shopping. What is your strategy? You can give me a call. We can still take another quick call if you call now, before now and 11 o'clock. I'll be back right after this.
Stroud gets the snap, takes the handoff. Stroud looking to throw. Stroud throws into the end zone, caught for a touchdown, and it is Ohio State's Marvin Harrison with his second scoring catch of the game on an 8-yard TD pass.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Ohio State hits the road Saturday to take on the Maryland Terrapins. We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 2 p.m. here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
WTNS is looking for part-time and full-time people for news and stringer opportunities. If you have some time on your hands and would like to stay connected to the community by attending some meetings and reporting about them, give us a call. It's a small business atmosphere with flexible hours. Call 622-1560 or email your interest to WTNS993@yahoo.com.
Applications are available now at the Salvation Army on Chestnut Street for families to fill out for Christmas Castle and Christmas food. Families can sign up between 10 a.m. and noon and 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. now until November 16th. Use the gym entrance. Applications are also available on Facebook at Coshocton Salvation Army.
Are you dreaming of something greater? A college degree, job skills, a rewarding career? The Ohio Army National Guard can help you get the education you need to land the career you've always wanted. The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. You are eligible for the scholarship as soon as you enlist. Learn more about the many benefits that come with serving the Ohio Army National Guard by contacting me, Staff Sergeant Hogan, your local Ohio Army National Guard recruiter, today at 740-602-0577. Live here, work here, and serve here. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
7 minutes until 11 o'clock and 34 degrees in Coshocton, and the 50-plus expo underway. Let's send it back out to Chris at Coshocton Village Inn and Suites.
Thank you very much, Mike. That's right, the 26th annual 50-plus expo here at the Coshocton Village Inn and Suites. People starting to come in. Boy, about every table's filled up with everybody enjoying their custard from Witt's Frozen Custard, grabbing that free popcorn, and getting talking to all the different businesses about all they have to offer. This time around, we are with Carly Thompson. She is representing two businesses today. We've got the Howard Hanna Real Estate Services Office in Coshocton, and then we have Thompson 99. Let's start with the Howard Hanna Real Estate Services. And so formerly HER, now Howard Hanna. Can you explain what you guys are doing?
Today we are going to have a whole bunch of agents stop in anytime from 10 to 3 today, and they're each going to have a special gift that everybody can sign up for a gift basket, and so you can sign up for all of them on the table. It'll be great.
Absolutely. And so, you know, formerly the HER building, you know, down here, now we're Howard Hanna. Can you explain the transition there, and but still the same service?
It is still the same service, same agents, same location. Howard Hanna was in 18 states, and HER Realtors was top in the state of Ohio. So Howard Hanna decided to join us, and we went from red to green.
All right, so we see some more green signs around town, but as you mentioned, same agents and same service. So just everything you've known to come and expect over the years. And so we've got the table here and different agents, so just different giveaways?
Yes, each agent is going to bring in something different for you to sign up for. Right now we have Alyssa Casey, and she brought in a huge, beautiful, cute basket filled with all kinds of goodies, and people are signing up for it right now.
Absolutely. So you're coming through the 50-plus Expo. It's nice to have a real estate agent here to maybe tell you about properties, or, you know, I'm looking for some land, or I'm looking for a house in the city. And so she could go through some of the inventory and things that they have there as well. And Thompson 99, one of the newer restaurants here in Coshocton, pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is, actually. This is our first year of being able to participate in expos and events, and this is our first one is Thompson 99.
Oh, very good. And Thompson 99, what kind of menu items, what kind of food do you offer there at the restaurant?
We offer something for everyone. We have anything from seafood and chicken and fish. We have a full, beautiful bar, completely stocked. We do pride ourselves on the weekly specials, such as on Tuesdays we have tacos from fish, shrimp.
Mayor Mills over here giving you a hard time while you're trying to talk on the radio. So you have tacos is a new item there, and burgers?
Burgers on Wednesday night. We have a $10 double burger and fries. It was, it's been pretty great. And on Thursdays, which is today, we have a buy one, get one pasta. And it's all day long today. And on Friday and Saturday, we have a Chef Creations, which is great.
All right, so a lot of different options. That's the Thompson 99 there on Main Street in Coshocton. And tomorrow we've got the big Christmas parade, and you guys are doing something special for that as well.
That's right. We're going to participate in the parade. We're going to be open before, during, and after. So you can stop in. People can grab something to eat, or they can. It also is a DORA event where people can take stop in and get a beverage to take out and walk up and down the parade. We're going to have the cozy Christmas drinks, as well as cozy Christmas cocktails, is actually dubbed by Chris earlier this week, and we're going to have hot chocolate available also.
All right, so that'll be a great night, a big event, a lot of people getting ready for that parade on Main Street. And you know, sometimes it's nice to come in, maybe grab some hot cocoa, warm up, or grab a cocktail to stay warm out on the street. So you guys have all that stuff there.
We do, actually. And as you visit our table today here at the Expo, we have two $100 gift cards up for grabs. So sign up for the raffle, and we will be able to, we're going to be drawing two names today.
All right. So two $100 gift cards. My goodness, if there wasn't enough reason to come down, there's two more reasons there for two more gift cards. Again, so that's Thompson 99. They have a to-go menus and everything here, so you can take a look at what they have to offer or see them tomorrow during the parade. And the Howard Hanna Real Estate Services office as well can tell you about all the inventory in Coshocton County. So come on down to the 50-plus Expo. All are welcome. We'll be back around with more.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin. UVB rays burn. And both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Haley from Haley's Floral Studio. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Let me help freshen up your dinner table with a custom-designed floral centerpiece from Haley's Floral Studio. We will create and deliver a Thanksgiving centerpiece just for you. Give us a call at 740-295-9100 or stop by. We're located next to Hannah Marie's Bakery.
Cloudy today and cold with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cold with highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Very cold with lows around 19. Saturday, partly cloudy, cold with highs in the lower 30s. Saturday night, mostly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Very cold with lows 15 to 20. Mostly sunny tomorrow, unseasonably cold with highs in the upper 20s. Currently, it is 34 degrees in Coshocton, and that will wrap up today's Communication Lines program, and do want to thank the handful of folks that we were able to work in today. We'll do it tomorrow. We have some guests tomorrow and some open phone lines as well, and we have a lot more to come this morning and afternoon from the 50 Plus Expo as well, so keep it tuned here to FM 99.3. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 11 o'clock.
Listen to the WTNS communication lines Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. on WTNS-FM 99.3 or online at mywtnsradio.com.